Grateful people are happy people. And when you are happy, you can be grateful. Today I'm going to talk about how to be a gratitude junkie. I want you to turn, if you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Luke chapter 17. Otherwise, I'm going to read that for you. And this is an amazing story of how Jesus connects with some people. And we're going to unpack this story as we go along. It happened that as he made his way towards Jerusalem, he crossed over the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 men, everybody say 10. 10 men, all lepers, met him. They kept their distance, but they raised their voice, calling out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." You've probably seen lepers here in the city of Mumbai. They are the folk that nobody wants to be around. And these 10 lepers had suffered with this disease for a long time. And they call out to Jesus because they knew Jesus could heal them. And Jesus instructs them. He says, taking a good look at them. In other words, he looked at them. He considered their condition. He said, go show yourself to the priests. They went, and while still on the way, they became clean. So here were lepers who were leprous. Jesus instructs them to go see the priest. It was the right thing to do because there was a cleansing ritual that was required for people that were unclean, and the lepers were unclean to that society. And so they would have to go to the priest to become clean, and something happens here. As they go on their way, they become clean. In other words, they get healed of their 10 guys get miraculously healed. I mean, let's equate it to you and me. You as a family are desperately in need of some finances. You need a breakthrough. And you're crying out to God. And God says, listen, just go to the bank. Just go to the bank. And as you go to the bank, you get an SMS on your phone saying, 25 lakh just deposited into your account. You're thinking, that's never going to happen to me. It's never going to happen to me. But what if it did? What would you feel? Would you be like, oh yeah, delete. You'd be like, yeah, 25 lakh, let's go have some fun, buy some property, do some. Wouldn't you be happy?
Yes.
I'm not sure what makes you guys happy, but I would be. 25 lakh just dropped into my account and be like, wow, God's really working something for me here. We needed money. We had none. He miraculously provided 20. And so one of them, when he realized he was healed, what did he do? He turned around and came back to Jesus, shouting his gratitude, glorifying God. He kneeled at Jesus' feet so grateful. He couldn't thank him enough, and he was a Samaritan. I want you to understand the context of this story. This man was a leper. Also, for a Jewish man to be relating to a leper was, oh my God, you don't do that. It'll make you unclean. Even worse, this man was a Samaritan. In other words, the Jews and the Samaritans didn't quite get on. And here this man comes running back to Jesus. How many lepers were there? And how many came back? Are you telling me the other 9 were not glad and thankful that they got healed? What do you think? They were. But only one came back to Jesus and expressed his gratitude and glorified God. And he was so grateful, he kneeled at Jesus' feet, and he couldn't thank him enough. He was a Samaritan. Hallelujah. Jesus said, were not 10 healed, where are the 9? Can none be found to come back and give glory to God except this outsider? Then he said to him, "Get up, on your way, your faith has healed and saved you." What does this mean for us today in being grateful? 10 lepers desperate to be healed are healed, but only one returns. Gratitude is thankfulness expressed. What is gratitude? Gratitude is thankfulness expressed. Many times people do things for you. Many times God does things for you. Many times your spouse, your parents, your children, your grandmother, somebody does something for you. But how often do you express your gratitude? I believe in today's culture we have lost the simple ethics of being grateful. I remember when I grew up, I was taught to say thank you. I was taught to say please. I was taught to express my thankfulness. It did not come naturally to me, as I'm sure it may not come naturally to you. I remember the times my parents would reprimand me for not having expressed my gratitude for something that somebody did. One of the challenges for us living today is we live in a life of expectation, or put another word, entitlement. Where we believe that we are entitled to receive things. And that sense of entitlement develops a sense of arrogance in our attitude. And so when we don't get what we expect, we become grumpy, not grateful. And when you become grumpy, you start to complain instead of give thanks. Come on.
That's right. Yes.
All of us have been there. Right now you're probably buzzing, "My God, who did what for me this week? I didn't even say thank you to them." Gratitude is thankfulness expressed. It is an emotion expressing appreciation for what one has or has experienced, and it will always bring a sense of well-being and happiness. You want to be a happy person. We believe that we will become happier with the more things that we possess. I want to turn that on its head. If you look at what you have, you and really are grateful for what you do have, in that is your happiness. Because every time we are searching for something we don't have,
That's right.
We are losing sight of what has been given to us.
Hallelujah.
In our consumer-driven society, much focus is on our needs.
Right.
What we want and desire, our feels, and what we are entitled to. Every advertisement shouts out, "You need an iPhone, you need a new car, you need a wider screen TV." They used to be, remember your TVs in the 80s were round screen, then they became flat screen, then they became thin screen, now they're becoming curved screen. So my next TV that I buy can't be a thin screen TV, it's got to be a curved screen TV, because apparently that's going to be the next latest technology. There's never no ends to what they're trying to sell me, to tell me that my life will be happier and better if I possess more. So that immediately puts me on the back foot. Oh my gosh, I've got a flat screen TV. I need a curved TV. I'm not as good as my neighbors. Oh my goodness. How do I save money to buy a curved TV? Oh no, I'll borrow from the bank. It's okay. Because I've got to have that curved TV. Does it not create that? But what if I'm just grateful that I've got a TV? And when I put it on, it works. I'm not saying we shouldn't enjoy the nice things. Of course God wants you to enjoy the nice things. God's not a party pooper where he says live like. He wants you. But it's our attitude that determines how we live. So how can I become an attitude junkie? You know, I want you to understand the joy. And this week, both Naomi and I have been practicing this very, very hard. There have been so many instances for us to be ungrateful. and to not give thanks for the little things and the big things. And we worked hard at saying, God, we're going to be grateful. We love this, but you know what? I am so grateful that I have got this right now. So how do I become a gratitude junkie? Express your gratitude. I remember I told you, my parents taught me to say thank you. You remember going to the party? It was take one piece of cake, whatever crisp they give you, and don't ask for another drink. Were you raised like that? Because that was bad manners. But you know what? That taught me to be grateful for what I got. I mean, I missed lots of Cokes. I remember the times when we had parties at home, I would drink Coke and my buttons were bursting. You know, I was like, oh, I got so much Coke because I couldn't have it when I went to my friends' parties because my mom and dad trained me. But that discipline taught me gratefulness. Thank you for that Coke, for those 7 pieces of crisp and the cake that went so well together. And there were other kids like, give me more, give me more, give me more. And we just sit there. We were the Hendrixes. We were brought up to say thank you for what we had. But you know, that taught me to be grateful. I thank God that my parents taught me that. And today, kids, and you guys, that's what I want you to learn to just to say thank you when mom and dad do things for you. To say thank you when your teacher teaches you.
Yes.
Go up to your teacher every day and say, thank you for teaching me today. Mm. Don't take her for granted. Go up to mom and dad and say, thank you for waking me up this morning so that I could make it to school. Thank you for my breakfast. Thank you for not letting me watch TV again. I know, whatever you can be grateful for. Find the opportunities. Express your gratefulness. Because you know, when you express your gratitude, it does something to you. Firstly, develops a happiness inside of you. Secondly, the person that gives to you, it encourages them to give again. Whenever I go to a restaurant and the waiter comes up, the first thing I ask him, what's your name? I don't want to do, oi, oi, what's your name? And I talk to him by name, I address him by name, and he's all over me. Yes, sir, no, sir. Why? Because I value him. The first, I ask him his name. I play with him, ask him, what does your name mean? I just build a bond. I'm only having a cup of tea. But I want to treat him because he's going to serve me my cup of tea. Who knows what happens behind closed doors? I better be nice to him. That's not my motive. Because I know I've waited tables and I know how terrible it feels when somebody just mistreats you. And how great it feels when somebody treats you well, and better still, when they tip you good. I used to work at the Taj when I was training, and we'd had in this coffee shop, and we'd be standing on our feet 10 hours, and we all waited for the Arabs to come. The Arabs would come, sit down on a table for an hour or two, look around at all the pretty girls, but they would tip heavy. And we'd fight to get the Arabs' tables. Because that will make our day, because we didn't get paid for what we did. We were interns working at the Thais, so it was free labor for them. And so whenever this Arab guy would come in, we were all, that's my table. Because we knew 200 bucks would be left behind for a 50 buck cup of coffee. I mean, come on, he made every waiter's day when he walked in. How about you when you go to the restaurant? When the little water boy who comes with his smelly clothes and wipes your table with his smelly cloth, mind you, as you leave, pass him a note. Watch all the other waiters get really cross. But watch his face, how he lights up. Because nobody ever thinks of the poor water boy who works out. You see, express your gratitude. The first person we've got to learn to express our gratitude to is to God. Psalm 17 and verse 7 says, I will give to the Lord the thanks due to his righteousness. And I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. It is an intentional discipline of us to give thanks. This morning, the little video clip we had was encouraging you to give thanks. I mean, you may have walked in, you're having fought with somebody. You may have crisscrossed as a couple coming out trying to make it to church. You may have, you know, had a really late night, but you're here this morning and you want to come with all your complaints and say, God, give thanks. I don't want to give thanks. But the Bible says, irrespective of your circumstances, give. It's something that you give. When you give, you are the recipient of the kickback of giving thanks. It makes you happy. Everybody say, giving thanks,
makes you happy.
Makes you happy. Yes.
Being grateful keeps you happy. Come on. Just try. Come around to your neighbor and tell them one thing that you're thankful to them for. Just find one thing. Maybe it's their makeup. Maybe it's they're smelling good today. Whatever. Just try and say, hey, listen, I'm really thankful that you're here with me. Something. Look at the smile it brings on their faces. Everybody in this room is smiling. You see, that's what being grateful does. That's when you express your gratitude. It does that. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 28 says, do you see what we've got, an unshakable kingdom? And do you see how thankful we must be? Not only thankful, but brimming with worship, deeply reverent before God. Your whole life is a life of worship. Everything you do when you go to work, your life is a life of worship. What we do on Sunday morning is one tiny expression of worship, but it is an insignificant time of worship because it can start your week for you. Don't miss the worship. Come in here and enjoy worshiping God. As the team leads you, connect spiritually and emotionally with the music and the words, because they're all focused towards giving thanks to God. It's so good. The second person you need to be thankful to is yourself. Say, God, thank you for me. Come on. How many of you ladies think, oh, I wish I had a little less weight here. I wish I had a few less scars here. And you think, Just be thankful for who you are. God, you know, I'd love a longer nose and shorter ears or whatever, but you know what? I'm still good looking. Even if I turn nobody's head, I'm going to turn mine when I look in the mirror. Who's that? Oh, that's me. Come on. At least be thankful that you're still breathing. That you've got life, that you can look at yourself and, I'm looking good today. Thank you, God, that you made me the way that I am. Whatever the color of your skin, your hair, which is there or not there, or wherever the hair is, as you get older, you lose hair from here and it comes out from here. It's just like strange places. God, what are you doing with me? You know? But that's such is life. But thank you, God, at least I've got hair somewhere. So thank God for that. So we got to be thankful. Psalm 103 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. I wish I had more. I wish I had lost more weight. Okay, you wish you'd had it, but just say thank you for the weight that at least you do have. I wish I was 2 inches taller, then I wouldn't feel so small, but hey, at least I'm standing.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Come on. Find something to be thankful for and express it. You see, the 9 lepers, they never expressed their thankfulness because they were not grateful. I'm sure they said, thank you, God, but they never came back to express it, because that journey of gratitude requires the discipline of moving from where you were to the person that did something. Never take people for granted. Never. It is so easy in today's world. We send texts, we send emails, such impersonal communication. I mean, it's great in some ways, but it's terrible in others. Where we can just take people for granted. I think sometimes we should make more phone calls. And just say, hi, how are you doing? Rather than, hey, what's up? What's up? I'm fine. Fine. You fine? Good. Smiley face. I mean, how about just connecting with somebody personally in a way? Have a chat with them. Spend time with them. I mean, kids nowadays talk to each other in their homes on WhatsApp. We're all on WhatsApp right now, and my daughter said, you can wake us up via WhatsApp. I said, no, you're going to hear my booming voice. Amy Joy, get up! I want to connect with her personally. I want her to be grateful that as long as she was at home, she never missed school because I woke her up. And then, oh, my wife woke her up. It's even worse when mom goes to wake them up. We need to express our gratitudes to one another. Colossians chapter 3 says 7, Colossians chapter 3 and verse 17 says, and whatever you do, everybody say, whatever I do.
Whatever I do.
In word or deed.
In word or deed.
Do everything. In the name of the Lord.
In the name of the Lord.
Giving thanks to God through the Father.
Giving thanks to God through the Father.
Amen. Always giving thanks to people. You know, the young boys that serve us, I always thank them. Because I know they get paid to do what they do, but still we are grateful for what they do for us.
Hallelujah.
Just to thank them. Yeah. Whatever you do, somebody opens a door for you, you don't think, I'm a lady, I can walk through. You say, thank you. Thank you for opening the door. Next time, you'll open it for more women. But if this one woman, he thought he'd get a second look from walks, you think, crikey, I'm never going to do that again. Forget it. Which is why guys don't open doors anymore. Come on, guys, you got to change the tone. Open the doors to ladies. That's how I was brought up. Let the lady go first. I mean, you ever been to a banquet table? No more ladies first. It's whoever gets to the table first. I mean, when I was brought up, it was ladies first. Children go ahead. Now it's children, you wait. Let daddy and mommy eat and you eat what's on the leftover plate. No, we were just brought up differently. We are losing those things. And those were good things that we were taught.
That's true.
That we need to uphold and follow through with, because they make you better, happier, grateful people.
Amen.
And they do not come instinctively. Mm. We've got to work at it.
Hallelujah.
The value of something isn't determined by how much it appreciates, but by how much it is appreciated. Your value, your worth, my relationship with you is not determined by what your worth is. From my perspective, but how much I value you. If I value you, I will make time for you. If I value you, I will respond to you appropriately. If I value you, I will always make the right priorities in my relationship. I will communicate in a way that is effective and godly and upbuilding. Amen. Your perceived value, you will always treat with respect and honor the people and the things that you truly value. What are the things you truly value? Who are the people you truly value? All I have to do, all you have to do, is watch how I relate to those people and those things. That tells you how much I value them. I want to suggest a very key thing, and children, I want you to hear me right now. It's really important. I know you're missing the artwork, but you know what? I'm going to do a dance for you at the end. And that's going to be a creative session, all right? It's to your parents. We must learn to honor our parents.
That's right.
The Bible says, honor your father and mother that all may go well with you. Some of the people we take for granted the most are our parents. We just expect them to be there. They should do this. They should do that. They should have done this. Why did you do that? We never just say, Mom, thanks. Dad, I really appreciate it. Whatever. Just communicate. And honoring them. It's respect. They're not perfect. They make big mistakes. As parents, we all know the guilt sometimes we carry in the mistakes that we make with our children. But the Bible still calls us to honor our parents. Because everything will go well with you. Not every parent or father or mother is a perfect one. But the responsibility is placed on us to honor them. Because in that is a blessing. And it's very hard when your parents haven't been the parents that you expected them to be. But find somewhere in your heart to say, God, I'm going to honor them. I'm going to give them the honor that's due to them as parents. Honor your spouse. If you're not married, honor your brother, your sisters that you might have. Or some peers, some friends, honor them, respect them. The Bible says it's so important that we develop healthy relationships with one another. You know, no backbiting, no telltaling on anybody. Just respectfully honor everybody. Thank God for them. We all have our issues, but we work it through. You know, psychologists only confirm what Jesus taught us in the Bible. And this is what psychologists say. They say, grateful thinking, and especially expressing it to others, is associated with increased levels of energy, optimism, and empathy. Sometimes we feel kind of silly saying thank you or expressing our gratitude. A simple kind word can really cheer you up. Psychologists are telling us what Jesus always asked us to do. Have you ever been there and thought, you know what? I'm not going to go back and say thank you. Have you ever been in that situation because you're too embarrassed? You're going to feel like a total idiot doing it. But you know what? Be that one person that goes to somebody and says, thanks for what you did. I really appreciate you doing this little thing for me. I want you at work, wherever you are, in college, in school. This week, make it a point in the neighborhood. What if you knocked on your neighbor's door and said, hey, knock, knock, how are you doing? I'm fine. Hey, I just wanted to thank you for being a great neighbor. What? What did you say? I just wanted to thank you for being a great neighbor. How about your banya? You go to him every day, you call him up. Hey, banya, thank you. Aap sab kuch bhejta maine ghar ko. Bahut bahut shukriya. Theek hai kya? Theek hai kya? Hey, my banya, makkali thank you bol raha hai. I mean, just look at the shock on his face when you do that. Look at the smiles on your face as I talk about it. Listen, guys, don't forget this week, you got to do that. Do that. Before you leave, you practice it with one another. Cultivate your gratitude. Little acts of kindness, thoughtfulness. Not just to get somebody's attention. Not just to score a laddu point. In England we call it brownie points, here we call it laddu points. But to do something for someone else just because you want to do it. Not because you want to get something back. You scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. You scratch my nose, I'll scratch your nose. No, I'm just doing it for you because I want to do it. Just because you want to show your appreciation. I remember one day I was really, really upset. I walked into a church in England and the pastor was not a sort of a very person. Great church, great pastor. But he wasn't your lovey-dovey kind of guy. And when we walked out, we'd all just shake his hand and walk out of the church. But for some reason, this Sunday, he gave me a big hug. And it changed my whole demeanor. It changed my whole... I walked out feeling 10 feet taller. I walked in really upset because I must have been upset about something. When I walked out of church, after all of it, just that simple embrace at the door made me feel good about myself. It's the little things that we do that can dramatically change somebody's day.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Amen. Hallelujah.
It's the little things. Find them. The automat. Give him $5 extra when it's 15. Don't take the $5 back. You're thinking, no way, that's one third of my next auto fare. Listen, leave it with him. See how happy he'll be. It's the little things that we do. Gratitude is something we've got to cultivate. It is a habit we must cultivate because it frees you to really enjoy I remember an auto driver dropped us home and he was talking to us about something. He had some need in his family. And I took out $1,000 to pay him and I said, keep the change. And the ride was like 25. And he was like, and we said, just keep it. And we walked away. He just stood there at the building like. He talked about a need. I gave him $1,000, said, keep the change. I felt so good. I said, God, I hope you've helped him in some way, in some little way that we could give to him. Come on.
Hallelujah.
What if that auto driver was you? And you needed cash to buy medicine. You'd have been, oh, God, I don't even know this guy. It's the little things through the day and life. Do. So I'm going to help you to get your BTA in gratitude. All right. How do you get your BTA in gratitude? Number one, be grateful. Believe that you are grateful.
Amen. Amen.
Think right. Second, Think grateful. Thirdly, act grateful. Nine lepers did not get their BTA. They did not graduate into the school of gratitude. Only one did. It was a leper that came back to Jesus. He had his BTA. The others were thankful, but they never activated their gratitude. When we think grateful thoughts, we're able to dispel the fear and uncertainty of our lives. Worry and the things that we don't have all of a sudden don't really matter. And we've got to fight this every day in some way. Gratitude is a sentiment we do well to cultivate. According to positive psychologists, mental health clinicians, and researchers who seek to help everyone create more joy in life, feeling thankful and expressing that thanks makes you a happier person. What the Bible says, psychologists, you pay them to get that information. What if we began to be more grateful and expressed ourselves? It would spur other people on to be grateful as well. The Bible, I'm going to close with this verse, says Colossians 3:17, and I'm sure you're grateful I'm about to close. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord, giving thanks to the God the Father through. I want you this week to make yourself a gratitude list. Make a list of the things and the people, firstly the people, and then the things that you are grateful for. Will you do that? Yeah. And pray for the people. Think of what you can do for them and to bless them in some way this week. Let's pray. Good.